Of course, and thank you very much for having me on. The power of you and the politics in me conversation is incredibly important now that we are a year out from local European and within 18 months our national elections. And it's incredibly important that, as I often say, our politics is reflective in our community and our community is reflective in our politics. And right now, that's simply not the case. With only just under 23% of TDs, 25% of local councillors, representing over 50% of the population. And this is directly speaking to women and those from minority backgrounds. And it's simply not sustainable for our politics. And we see that European and worldwide, that if we do not have more women involved. And ultimately, you know, for my own story, I got involved in politics in a less direct route than others. But I was fortunate that I had been asked a question. I attended a Women for Election and subsequent to that, a See Her Elected conference. And I was able to gather information. And not every woman or a community member from a migrant background has that access. So what this power of you in politics and ultimately politics and you roadshow is about asking what are the gaps, asking how we can work together to fix them, raising a little bit more understanding from various people who has ran, be it as a campaign manager, be it as a candidate, be it as an elected official like myself, and ultimately trying to break down the stigma of women stepping into the political arena. What we do know from research is we would need at least 1,000 women right across the country to run in the local elections if we are going to reach 30% next year. And we would need at least 250 women in the general election if we are to reach a similar quota. And we are nowhere near that right now. As I mentioned statistics earlier, we are not reflective of our community. And you can see that in policies. You can see that in the fact that our carers, both informal and formal carers, are not feeling support in terms of our healthcare system. You see it in the lack of, and I've talked to Highland multiple times on this before, in terms of our mental health support in our communities. You see it in the financial securities in our 50th year of being in the EU, reminding people listening today, particularly women, that it was 50 years ago where we saw the removal of the marriage bar by us joining the EU. And while my colleagues and I at Europe have done as much work in terms of closing the gender pay gap, a piece of legislation I closed this year on behalf of my own group, Cynavail and the EPP, we now need to focus on the pension gap. And we need women at the decision-making table in order to drive that. And simply, cannot stress enough, we need women being represented just over the 50% of what we are in this country. And ultimately, this is what this roadshow is about. I'm really excited to go to the Central Library in Letterkenny tomorrow night, Friday night, and meet as many women and those from different communities.
A woman is hearing this and maybe has an interest but feels that she doesn't really know much about politics.
I think this is what this event is for. I can speak from personal experience. You know, I was really fortunate as a well-retired Rosa Tralee that I had contact with a number of politicians, more so male, in 2014 and subsequent years, to ask questions or to see how they work. And ultimately what this conversation is in the Central Library in Letterkenny on Friday night is about breaking that barrier. So if you have a question, large or small, if you are new to politics like I was a number of years ago, if perhaps you just want to get an information or you just want to grow your network. I mean, networking is a huge currency. And ultimately, when I speak to women, they're like, well, you know, the often question is, the issues around social media and the criticism and often the sometimes hate speech that goes towards that, and we're going to discuss that. You often hear of, well, I don't know how to walk into a branch or constituency meeting or a party meeting, or I just want to find more information to better understand the landscape of politics. Or also, you know, I don't want to be the candidate, but I really want to get involved in policy, or I want to support a candidate, or I have a friend. As I was about to mention, you know, I don't know if I have enough support. But actually, when you look at it, women, whether they're parents or carers, whether they have friends, whether they're working, whether they're in education, we have multiple networks. Because that is what our greatest characteristic is bringing people together as women and people from minority communities. So the aim of the game is just come in, let's have that conversation, and all let's leave a little bit with more understanding of where we need to go, because ultimately we need women involved in our politics at every level in order to really impact policy and local, national and European politics, which this country deserves.
MEP Maria Walsh, thank you very much.